Well, we are dealing with some unseasonable weather today that will continue into at least parts of your weekend. But overall, the Memorial Day weekend really will be quite nice. For some, it could actually be a little on the too cool side, believe it or not. Certainly the windy side, but nice overall. Today is not really a decent start to your holiday weekend as we're dealing with our coastal storm that we've been talking about all week long. Low pressure area to the east of Jacksonville. This will continue to move northward. We're really going to escape, it looks like, the heaviest rain with this low, but we still see pinwheeling bands of showers on its backside working its way to the south and southwest from the Atlantic across Jacksonville to northeastern Florida at times today. There still will be some heavier rain bands from I-95 to the beaches, but you get west of I-95, there won't be a whole lot of rain today. But the winds will gust to 20 to 25 miles per hour inland, but gusts of 30 to 40 miles per hour at our beaches. And with all the cloud cover, temperatures will struggle to get to the low 70s today. That's pretty remarkable for this time of year, and a good 15 degrees below average, and with that wind, it'll feel even cooler. Best advice at the beaches is to stay out of that water, which will actually be warmer than the air temperature, but dangerous rip currents, very rough seas and surf at times, some double-digit breakers at our beaches, especially at times of high tide. And it stays breezy tonight, and still a few scattered showers will drop into the upper 50s, and your Saturday will start out rather raw, believe it or not, for late May, and quite cloudy. That's a lot of the reason for the chill that'll be in the air. Just won't be much sunshine initially. The gusty winds blow too, but then the clouds should part and gradually give way to sunshine as the storm system comes ashore in the Carolinas. That's an area that will have a really rough weekend, especially a rough Saturday and parts of Sunday too. And this low pressure area, by the way, could try to take on some subtropical characteristics today and into tonight. A slight chance it could be named Arlene is the first name on the list for this year, but it would be semantics. It would not change our forecast, and it still would not be a significant tropical or subtropical system, but it certainly will bring some heavy rain and rough season surf to the Carolinas the next couple of days, and of course, we're seeing the impacts here at home. Tomorrow, once we get into some sunshine, the temperatures get into the mid-70s in the afternoon, but again, still well below average, setting us up for a really cool Saturday night and early Sunday morning under clear skies and diminishing winds. Temperatures will drop into the 50s. There will be some inland areas that crash into the 40s. Again, 15 to 20 degrees below average, and not far. The record low Sunday morning is 49 for Jacksonville, and if we can die the winds off enough quickly enough, we may get close to that number by Sunday morning. Pretty remarkable. Open up the windows. Let Mother Nature take care of that air conditioning bill, huh? And then on Sunday, just a really nice day. There won't be as much wind. There will be a lot of sunshine. Temperatures will top out between 80 and 85 with very comfortable humidity. Another nice cool night Sunday night and a pretty Memorial Day. I've taken the lingering shower activity out of the forecast. Looks like we'll have enough dry air for that dry air to dominate. So comfortably warm on Memorial Day with mostly sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. And Tuesday, likewise, around 85 under partly sunny skies. I don't see significant rain now after today anytime soon, certainly into at least the middle of next week. So a chance to dry out. Again, remember, it doesn't take long to dry out this time of year. Before you know it, we'll be hoping for some more rain again after all the rain that we received during the past week or so. So we've got a lot going on through the holiday weekend, of course. We have the Jazz Fest, which looks to be mainly windy to be the story. We will be dealing with some of those showers during the day today and into this evening, but better weather, more sunshine for Saturday and Sunday with very mild temperatures. We have the beaches, which will be very busy and, of course, potentially dangerous, certainly dangerous today and really tomorrow, too, despite the winds going offshore, which means that we'll clean up the surf. Surfers are going to be out there galore tomorrow, but still looking at rough season surf and a high rip current risk for tomorrow. That rip current risk will gradually fade as we go through Sunday and Monday. But remember, you can always have rip currents. You should always swim and surf with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard as at all possible. Use some extra care out there, no doubt. Surf will average still as much as 4 to 6 feet at times tomorrow after 5 to 8 feet, occasional 9-10 foot breakers today, and then continues to slowly subside 3 to 4 feet on Sunday, 2 to 3 feet by Monday on Memorial Day. Sunburn times will be dropping as well, so we'll have sunburn times that really are of little consequence today to sunburn times of about 25 minutes tomorrow and around 10 to 15 minutes by Sunday and Monday. And be extra careful because it's going to be cool enough that you'll think to yourself, gosh, we're not getting that much sun now, but you will be, obviously. We're just 4 weeks away from the summer solstice, so sunscreen and make sure you're applying and reapplying, no doubt, even though it's going to feel cool. And hey, speaking of cool, our eclipse glasses, our first alert weather eclipse glasses have arrived at CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax 104.5 WOKV. If anybody can remember back in 2017, the last great American eclipse, it was huge. And these solar eclipse glasses come in very handy. So we'll be talking more about that in the coming months because it's still 141 days away from an annular eclipse that's going to occur in October and 318 days away from the next great American eclipse, which will be next April. But the countdown is on, trust me, and I, for one, am very much looking forward to both of those dates. I've posted a little picture of me in those shades at my Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook fan page at Mike First Alert. Have a great and safe holiday weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.